All right, folks, we're here with Troy Batterbury, and you're from the Home Group. And tell us a little bit about Home.
Yeah, so Home is a residential energy management application and platform. We founded the business about 3 years ago, and we launched it here in the United States, initially as an application to help consumers learn ways to save on their energy bill. And it basically does three simple things. The first thing the application does is it gives you a breakdown of where all your energy is being consumed. Does it go to heating, cooling, lighting, appliances, and so forth? And that's useful because a lot of people really don't understand where all their energy is being consumed across their house. The second thing it does is it provides a comparison between you and other similar individuals in a situation such that you can better understand, are you an energy hog or an energy miser compared to someone else in your neighborhood? The last thing it provides is a highly personalized list of recommendations, things you can do as a head of household to reduce your energy consumption and get a better understanding of, if you make each of those changes, how much you might save, both in terms of dollars as well as carbon, how much carbon you would otherwise use had you not made that improvement. And then within that experience, we provide an easy way to find product and service vendors to come out and make those changes on your behalf. So we want to make it as simple as possible for consumers to save on their energy bill. That's where we're at today. Anyone in the U.S. can use that application today, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. Where we're headed is we're going to have all of the devices in the home, any device that consumes energy within the household, capable of connecting into Home and being automatically monitored and managed to further reduce energy usage and to provide convenience back to the consumer.
And so today my appliances aren't hooked up to my network. So how does Home determine how to save energy for my house now, and what's the vision for the future as far as devices and connectivity?
Today we do it synthetically through algorithms. We entered into a license agreement with the Department of Energy and Lawrence Berkeley Laboratories, the guys who are the world experts in energy, and they provided us some analytics that they built out over the last two and a half decades that help model energy use in households that don't have all of these connectivity with these different appliances and so forth. So we're able to do a reasonably good job of estimating where your energy is going based on the characteristics of your home. And today we have the homeowner fill out a questionnaire to tell the application how big the home is, how many square foot, how many levels, when it was built, and so forth. And that information helps us conduct those calculations. In the future, we'll automatically ingest that information from public records, and we'll start to harvest it from network-connected appliances that can provide that information automatically to further reduce the amount of time the homeowner has to invest setting up and configuring their profile, and such that the system can do it automatically.
Give me an example of what diagnostic information I might get from my networked appliances, and what would I do with that information? How can that help me know how much power I'm using, how I can save?
Yeah, a great example for me personally has been the refrigerator I had in my house. And, you know, my wife and I got married, and we recently had a child, and so my wife's been spending a lot more time at home. And I noticed that my energy bill started to climb, and I thought initially it was due to the fact that maybe my wife was leaving on too many lights, and I made the mistake of actually accusing her of doing that, which, you know, I would never recommend. But what we ultimately discovered was that my refrigerator had sprung a small, slow leak in the compressor, and it was running more and more and more and consuming really enormous amounts of electricity. And once we discovered that, simply through using manual devices and so forth to measure the different usage, and then also the fact that it became obvious that the refrigerator just wasn't turning off.
Yeah.
We called the repairman and had it fixed, and it immediately reduced a significant consumption or percentage of consumption of our electricity. In the future, if that refrigerator was network connected, it could have automatically warned the system, hey, it appears my compressor is running much more frequently than it used to. You might want to call up the repairman, and so we can discover those problems much, much earlier in the process and save much more energy. In the case of my refrigerator, we think that the leak had actually been going on for well over a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, added up, it consumed a lot of excess electricity.
So if your refrigerator had been doing some diagnostics on it, I probably would have known that and could have emailed you or tweeted you or what.
Yeah, or SMS texted and could even reached a point where It sends you an email with information of, hey, here's a list of the product and service vendors in your area that can come out today and fix that problem.
So we recently had an announcement with Ford. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really an exciting announcement for Microsoft and for Ford. And really the essence of the partnership is to provide energy and money-saving capabilities for owners of Ford electric vehicles. Because an important point to remember is the electric vehicle, when it's plugged in, consumes as much electricity as the rest of the household combined.
Yeah.
So it's an enormous amount of electricity. And if what home allows you to do is to charge that car at times when electricity is cheaper, so you save money as a consumer, but you also help the utility prevent a significant problem with respect to traffic on the grid.
Yeah.
Imagine a scenario where everyone leaves work at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, arrives home, and plugs in these electric vehicles at roughly the same time and starts charging. What you would have is a proverbial traffic jam on the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And what home allows you to do is save money and prevent that traffic jam. So it has value to consumers and it has value to utilities.
So I don't care if my car charges at 11 o'clock at night or at 2 in the morning, as long as it's charged at 7:30 when I leave for work. That's the important part.
That's the important part. And that's one of the many things that home helps orchestrate is, Larry, we're going to charge your car from 2 to 4 a.m. and we're going to charge your neighbor's car who happens to be on the same distribution feeder as you. We're going to charge his car from 4 to 6:30 a.m. because he needs a little bit more time, his battery's a little bit lower. So we can coordinate all of that while still protecting your privacy and your neighbor's privacy and security and so forth.
And is the idea that I go into home and tell it when I think I'll be driving the most, or does it watch my driving patterns and figure out how it should charge based on that?
Short answer is both. So there's a fully automated mode where you simply plug it in and it does the right thing, but you can also define additional preferences, and of course it'll learn over time based on how you interact with your automobile, how you drive, and your behavioral characteristics.
So I know we have a lot of ties with sync. Does this require sync, or can you use it on a car that doesn't have sync?
It doesn't require sync. Of course, it'll be better together with those two applications. Sync is a fantastic technology, it's really changed the automotive industry. But home doesn't require sync. And the two really kind of build on each other.
So the home team, you've got an SDK. Tell us a little bit about that. Who's it available to, and what types of things do you hope people will do with it?
So today we have an SDK available to a handful of select partners under a private beta, but that will soon change. We will make that SDK available really to any device manufacturer out there in the world that wants to provide compatibility with their device to the home application and platform.
And where does someone go to get started with home if I want to get my home set up and start using this?
MicrosoftHome.com, home spelled the funny way, H-O-H-M.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is log on, and it'll walk you through a simple questionnaire about your household, and you can start saving right away. You don't have to install any software on your PC. All you need is a modern web browser.
Well, thanks for talking to us about this today.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you.